The Paulson Collection of Ellen G. White Letters. B-83-01. July 16, 1901. B-83-01. St. Helena, California. July 15, 1901. Dear brethren and sisters, you ask in regard to meat eating. I will say that it is quite true that nearly all animal flesh is diseased. Many people are eating meat filled with consumption and cancerous germs. At the present day, animals are suffering from all kinds of deadly diseases. The Lord has been teaching His people that it is for their spiritual and physical good to abstain from flesh eating. There is no need to eat the flesh of dead animals. After the curse was pronounced upon the human family, God permitted man to eat flesh meat. This He did that life might be shortened. The punishment of death has been pronounced upon the race, and the permission to eat flesh meat was one of the means used by God to inflict this punishment. When the Lord took His people from Egypt, He did not give them flesh meat to eat till they mourned and wept in His ears, saying, "Who shall give us flesh to eat?" We remember the flesh, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Then the Lord gave them flesh to eat. He sent them quails from heaven, but we read, "While the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague." The light God has given His people is that by eating the flesh and blood of dead animals, man becomes animalized. His lower passions are greatly strengthened by such a diet. Worldly physicians cannot account for the rapid increase of disease among the human family, but we know that much of this suffering is caused by the eating of dead flesh. Over 30 years ago, I was often in great weakness. Many prayers were offered in my behalf. It was thought that flesh meat would give me vitality, and this was therefore my principal article of diet. But instead of gaining strength, I grew weaker and weaker. I often fainted from exhaustion. Light came to me, showing me the injury men and women were doing to the mental, moral, and physical faculties by the use of flesh meat. I was shown that the whole human structure is affected by this diet, that by it, man strengthens the animal propensities and the appetite for liquor. I at once cut meat out of my bill of fare. After that, I was at times at or in places where I was compelled to eat a little meat. But for many years, not a morsel of the flesh of dead animals has passed my lips. Neither has meat been placed upon my table. My visitors have been given wholesome, nourishing food, but no meat. Wise counsel and righteous practices are needed now if the people of God succeed in preserving clear minds and healthy bodies. We must give close attention to eating, drinking, and dressing. The entire body of believers needs to make a decided reform. A high profession, followed by a disregard of the laws of life, shows a faithless life. Lack of fidelity, want of stability, slavery to wrong habits, this is the sure result of such a course. Those who follow this course are not consistent Christians. Salvation means deliverance from every habit which tends to drag humanity down. Transgression of the laws of our being is transgression of the laws of God.